Country 94.7 KTTS. Kicking up the dust. Here's the latest dirt from Nashville with Nancy and Rick.
All right. This morning we're going to kick up some Luke Bryan grease. Bacon grease, to be exact.
So gross.
It kind of is.
Gross.
It kind of is. So Luke Bryan, this I guess he's been part of this well, the farm tour. He's got his farm tour going on.
Oh, he goes to mom and pop farms.
Yeah,
and sets up and they do a concert.
Pretty cool. He'd been up in Wisconsin for this one, and in tribute, I don't know who the artist is, but they made a like this 2-foot statue, like this bust of Luke Bryan out of bacon.
It's gross.
Yeah. Now, which makes sense because Farmland is the sponsor of the farm tour.
That does make sense.
Which runs through this weekend in Michigan. He's up in Michigan now, I guess, this weekend. And the Bryan bacon statue, it's about, they say it's 2 feet tall, about 2 feet tall. It is not edible. And it takes the sculptor actually days, if not weeks, to get this masterpiece
That's
together.
That's disgusting because, here, let me break this down for you. They're not standing in a cooler making this. No, they probably not. So when you have bacon that's been sitting out for a while and it's all sticky and nasty and slimy, that's what they're working with
Greasy.
Here. Come on.
Well, you can see it. It's we put it on our morning show Facebook page.
I'll admit it looks like Luke Bryan.
It really does.
A little chunky Luke Bryan.
And it's made, and it looks like the bacon might be bad. I don't know. Anyway, it's
so
not the
gross.
First one. They did it with Chris Stapleton. ahead of a festival that was up in St. Louis.
Of course they did.
Same kind of deal.
So gross.
It was the bust of bacon.
You know who really likes this? The flies.
Oh, don't go there.